We continue our learning. Le'ilui Nishmas David ben Menachem Rishon Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu Win Yevamos Perik Yud Mishnah Ches Ben Teisha Shanim VeYom Echad Sheba Al Yevimto. You have a case where you have a 9-year-old, okay, between 9 and 13, and he has beer with his Yevama VeAchar Kach Ba Al Tzarasa, and then he has beer with the Tzara of that Yevama. What happened was he had, let's say, Shimon is the 9-year-old. His brother Reuven had two wives, had, let's say, Rachel and Chana. They're not related. And he does Yibum, this 9-year-old Shimon does Yibum with Rachel. And then he has beer with, Chana. Pasal al yedei atzmo. By doing so, he disqualifies both of these women upon himself. Why? Because, as we've explained several times, and this is the Tanakama's opinion, the bia of a 9-year-old does not affect a complete kinyan. It has the status of mamar. And we learned earlier in the 5th perek, asa mamar bazu, umamar bazu. If you have a man who did mamar with one of the women, and then mamar with the tzara, so that you need two gittin, a get from each. He has to give a get to both of those women, both of the tzaros v'chalitza. Because according to the Tana Kama, yesh mamar achar mamar. There is such a thing as one mamar taking effect after the other one. And of course, he cannot keep both of them because of the pasuk, as we've mentioned in the past, asher lo yivneh es beis achiv bais echad hu boneh ve'eno boneh shnei batim. So in such a case, this 9-year-old who had beer with Yavama and then had beer with the tzara, so both are aser to him, because remember, this 9-year-old's bia of the Yavama is like mamar, and this is like doing mamar after mamar, where based on asher lo yivneh es beis achiv bais echad hu boneh, cannot really stay with either of them. And that's what it means, pasal al yedei atzmo, he pasals both of them to himself. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo pasal, he says no, he does not aser upon himself the Yavama that he had bia with first. Why? So we explain Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds that the bia of a 9-year-old, it's suffik that it's kone. Suffik is not kone at all. One extreme or the other. It doesn't have the middle status of mamar. Either it's completely effective or it's not effective at all. So if it's kone, so then he already acquired the first woman with his bia, and having bia with the second woman is meaningless because ain bia achar bia. And if, yeah, there may be mamar after mamar, but there's no bia after bia, no yibam after yibam. And if it wasn't kone, that was not considered an effective yibam, which is the other possibility of Rabbi Shimon, so then it's like he didn't have bia with any of them. It's not considered yibam with anyone, and therefore he certainly can live with the first one, should not keep the second one, though, because maybe he was kone the first one. But the first one he definitely can keep. But we don't follow the halacha of Rabbi Shimon. So once again, the 9-year-old who had bia with the Yavama and then had bia with the Tzara, according to the Tanakhama, he passels both of them, can't live with either of them. And according to Rabbi Shimon, he can live with the first one. Then the Mishnah continues, Ben Teisha v'yom echad shel ba al yevim tova meis. You have a case where, let's say, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So Shimon is the, Reuven was married to a woman, and now Shimon is the 9-year-old. And he has bia with the Yavama, and then he dies. And there's a third brother, there's Levi, and Levi is an adult. So choletzes v'lo misyabemes. So this woman, who now falls to Yibum to Levi, after having fallen to Yibum to Shimon, the 9-year-old, after being married to Reuven, so she does chalitza with Levi and not Yibum. Why? Because since the bia of the 9-year-old, that Shimon in the middle there, was like mamar, so she does not really leave completely the zika of the bond of the original marriage to her husband. The Yibum was not complete to Shimon. And therefore, what happened when the 9-year-old now had beer with her? Well, now that he passed away, there's a Zika that he had with her too. That's a Zika de Rabbanan, really. So now she really has the Zika, a bond of two Yibums. Yibum from two husbands. One from Reuven, and that's really still around because the Mamar, or the Yibum, the 9-year-old, which is effect like a Mamar, according to the Tana Kama. So his bia is only a partial kinyan. And then he died, Shimon the 9-year-old. So there's a partial yibum connection that this woman has to him as well. So now that Levi is in the picture, so Levi is now to this woman is really coming from two yivamim. And therefore, based on the pasuk "Umeis echad mehem yivama yavo aleha," and we derive from there the following drasha: "Misha aleha zikas yibam echad." That's the Gemara explains. Only when there's a zika, there's a ban of one yibam. "Velo she aleha zikas shnei yibumim," but not when there's a zika, there's a ban from two men for two yibums, and therefore we have chalitza and not yibam. Nasa isha v'meis. If, let's say, a 9-year-old marries a woman, just a regular case, a 9-year-old one day marries a woman, has beer with her, and he dies without children, harezu ptura. So his wife is pater from chalitza en yibam. Why? Because the kiddushin of a katam are not kiddushin. Nonetheless, when it comes to Yuvama, the Chachamim war misakin, they did institute that the bia is kona like mamar, as we've said, and because that's why in the previous cases we had this problem and we had to deal with the yibam. Yes, on the one hand, the kiddushin of a katan are meaningless, and that's why in a regular case, leaving yibam aside, there are no brothers. If you have a woman who is married and to a 9-year-old. And die without children, so there's no yibam chalitza at all, because their kiddushin is nothing. But where you have a case where the 9-year-old is doing the yibam, meaning his brother died, so the yibam is something, does have the status of mamar, and that may be because that yibam doesn't need kavan, as we've explained many times, and that's why it's possible that although kiddushin is not legally effective when it comes to a 9-year-old, 9 years and one day, between 9 and 13, nonetheless, the yibam does have some type of effect. Perek Yud, Mishnah Tes. Ben teisha shanim v'yom echad sheba al yivimto. Regular case, you have a yivama falls to the 9-year-old. So the 9-year-old does, and one day does yibam. Umishehigdil nasa isha acheres, and then after he became a gadol, he's now 13, he's now 15, he's now 20, and he marries another woman, vameis, and then he dies, and he dies without children. So here he was married, so to speak, or partially to this yivama, and then he marries another woman. So there are two women here. Imlo yada es harishona mishehigdil yada here is like vahadam yadas chava ishto, intimately. If what he didn't have any beer with the Yavama after he became a gadol, so he's married to this new woman, and when he was 9, he did yibum, very nice. And now he's 13, he's 15, he's 20. He marries this other woman. So happens to be from the moment he was a gadol, he never had yibum again with this Yavama. So if that's the case, Harishona, the Yavama, remember, now this person, this kid who used to be 9 years old, and now he married a second wife after he got older, now he dies, and these two women fall. So Harishona, the original Yavama, Choletzes Velo Misya Bemis. Now there's a surviving brother. That surviving brother does chalitza and not yibum. Why? Because this woman has a zika, has a ban of two yibumim. Why? Because since the bia of the katan of the 9-year-old when he had bia was like mamar, so this woman really never left the zika of the original husband that she had had before the 9-year-old had before the 9-year-old had bia with her, so she has that connection. But her mamar 9-year-old 9-year-old yavam also is they were partially married. He did yibum perform yibum, and that has some status of yibum like mamar. So there's a second yibum bond that she has from her original husband and from the 9-year-old. So therefore, now that the 9-year-old, who is not 9 anymore, but after he passes away, she falls to yibum to a third brother, let's say to Levi. So then she has a Zika from two Yavamim, from the Yavam Ruvain and the Yavam Shimon, who was the nine-year-old originally. And therefore, she can only have Chalitza based on what we said, Umeis Echad Mehem Yavamo Yavo Aleh, only when there's one Zika of Yibum does Yibum apply, not with a Zika of two Yibum. So you can't do Yibum, Chalitza you do. Vehashniya. O choletes, o misyabemes. The second wife, remember, this is the nine-year-old who now became a gadol, and after he became a gadol, he married a second wife. So in such a case, this second wife can have chalitza or yibum. Why? Because that's considered a real marriage. Didn't we learn or in the third perek gimel mishnah test, when it came to a gadol who did mamar and then he died, that even his full wife only has chalitza and not yibum? So the answer is that that halacha does not apply. They never made that gezerah when it comes to the bia of a katan. When did the chachamim make it the status of the bia? When the chachamim made this equation of what of the bia of a 9-year old like mamar? Yes, it's true. We do equate the bia of a 9-year old like mamar, but not with respect to, not if it's going to push a tzara away from yibum. In that regard, we never equated the bia of a 9-year old to mamar. So in such a case, that equation is not going to push away the tzara from yibum. So once again, in the third parak, in the ninth mishnah, we spoke about a gadol who did mamar and he died. So his real wife. He did mamar and he died. And he has a regular wife with whom he is regularly married. She also has chalitza. Why? Well, the same way the mamar wife has chalitza only, so too we want the regular wife to have a chalitza as well. We're not doing that here. Because regarding a 9-year-old, the fact that it's true, we considered his yibum like mamar, but that halach about mamar, that the tzara goes out only with chalitza and cannot have yibum, then in that way we don't make that equation. And some say, according to another opinion in the Gemara, that our Mishnah, in fact, disagrees with the previous Mishnah. The Tana of that Mishnah in the third parak holds that Chachamim made a gzera that, we don't allow the tzara to have yibum because even though she's really married, the mamar lady has chalitza. But that we understand. But why should the fully married woman have chalitza? The answer is we don't want people to think that if you have two yivamos coming from one house that both have yibum. So therefore, we give them both chalitza. So, but our Mishnah disagrees with that. Our Mishnah holds that it's not true. Our Mishnah maybe disagrees and says that, the woman only had mama and achinami. She's going to have chalitza. But if there's a tzara who's completely married, why should she not have the ability to have yibum? Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, miyabeim le'ezo sheyirtze v'choleitz lashnia. So let's remember, Tanakama had said, what do you do? Choletzes velo misyabemes. That's the Rishona. That's the one. That's the woman who had the yibum with the 9-year-old. And the second wife, which is a real wife who he married after he's a gadol, can have even yibum. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you can have yibum with every one you want, and then chalitza with the second one. Why? Because go to Rabbi Shimon, as we've said, a 9-year-old is a suffek whether the yibum was koneh, full kinyan, or a suffek that it's not koneh at all. So if it was koneh or kinyan gamur, so then the first wife that the 9-year-old had yibum with is really his wife. And therefore she, after the 9-year-old passes away, although he's now older, he married another woman as well, that woman can have yibum. Would have a problem because they're really a husband and wife. And if the yibum was not konehar at all, so then she was never the wife of the katan, and there's no zikas yibum from the katan, there's only zikas yibum from the original husband. And therefore, yibum can be done as well. So once again, this Levi can do Yibum after Shimon, who's the 9-year-old who married his second wife, died. So says Rabbi Shimon, you can do Yibum to any one of the wives of this Shimon of the 9-year-old. Levi can do Yibum with anyone he likes. V'choletz l'shnia. But does chalitza the second one? Because maybe the bia of the 9-year-old is not koneh, and therefore he was not koneh the first woman. Remember, the second woman is a real wife he married when he was older. But in this case, maybe he was not, did not acquire the first woman at all. And therefore, this woman, who was not acquired at all by this 9-year-old, because a 9-year-old maybe cannot perform Yibum at all, and it's meaningless. So his second wife is not a tzara to this woman. So if she's not a tzara, each one is it needs Yibum because of a different brother. The original wife, who was never koneh by the 9-year-old, assuming a 9-year-old cannot be koneh, so she has a zikas Yibum from Reuven, from the original brother. The second wife, who the katan married after he was a gadol, Shimon married after he was a gadol, so that's a real wife. So she also has Yibum, but from a different person. So now, you can't do Yibum, though, with the second wife, because maybe, in fact, she was acquired by the 9-year-old, and you can't have bimiyavim two yivamos that come from one home. Then the Mishnah concludes, Echad shehu ben teisha shonim v'yom echad, ve'echad shehu ben esrim shana shelo hevi shtei sairos. This halacha that we speak of is whether the 9-year-old is whether he's 9 or even if he's 20. But if he's 20 and hasn't had the two hairs which are a sign of maturity, so that's also he's considered a katan, and all the halachos that apply to the 9-year-old apply to him as well. At what point does that status change? So that status changes until he reaches the age of 35. We assume 35 in a day, because we assume, based on David HaMelech says, the person's life is Shana. Once you've lived a majority of your life, 35 in a day, so even if you don't have signs of maturity, we assume that you're a gadol at that point. So, and therefore, that person would have the status now of a saris, person incapable of reproducing. And we've had a discussion about the status of such an almana already in the eighth parak. Now, this is only true if he doesn't have any of the physical signs of a saris. If those signs that we've mentioned in the past he has, so then he could be a saris already from age 20.